It's our great honor to welcome to our Minuteman Press guest line country superstar Lee Greenwood. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim. This is Lee Greenwood.
Great to speak with you, Lee. It's really a lifetime achievement for me to get to talk with someone whose music has been a part of my life, basically, as long as you've been out there on the charts. And every time Lee Greenwood releases a new song, it gets a little attention simply because the variety and the sort of messaging behind your songs has always been somewhat unique to a person of your character when it comes to trying to get a message out that is meaningful and not just another pop or country song.
Well, thank you. And before I continue, I want to give a big shout out to my tour sponsor in Beloit, Janesville. That's ABC Supply, Diane Hendricks, and the whole cast, Mike Jost, and all the people there who have been so good to me over the years for my tour support. I tell you what, Diane Hendricks is a wonderful person and has taken care of all the people there. ABC Supply, a great lumber company, and they do their very best. All right, so as far as I'm concerned, Madison, Wisconsin is a very important place for me. We have played several times to Rhythm and Booms. Of course, a great festival outdoors. And many times when my band and I are on the road, we reflect in great positiveness about Wisconsin and how much it has meant to my career. And speaking of my career, as we move forward from my start in California and my 20 years in Nevada, now we're talking about my career in Nashville, Tennessee as a country artist. I've always considered myself a singer first, a writer second. So now we have a new song that I've written and sang called Start the World Over Again, which comes from the album Reagan, songs inspired by the film. If you haven't heard it yet, it's available on all music streaming platforms now.
It is a wonderful song, and it's a very interesting collaboration to me, Lee, because it's not just like, well, I'm told you kind of thought up God Bless the USA in the back of the tour bus. It wasn't one of these immediate inspirations, because the history of this song goes all the way back to President Reagan himself, correct?
Yes, it does. And it's no surprise that I would have known Reagan. I worked on his campaign in the 1984 speech that he gave in Dallas, Texas, when I performed at the RNC. He quoted the lyrics of my song. So it'd be no surprise that I know him and I worked with his campaign. However, how do I know Mike Curb, and how does Mike Curb know Reagan well enough to sit down and let's write a song? I was on Mike Curb's label, his record label in Nashville, Tennessee, for about 4 years. How does Curb know Reagan? Well, Curb was, of course, very important in Reagan's campaign. He probably was most influential in getting him elected, and that's no doubt. So the two of them would sit down, have a cocktail, and say, so what do you think about writing a piece of music? That would have been Mike Curb's inspiration. Mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan would have said, well, how do you like these lyrics? And I think when Mark Joseph, the producer for the film Reagan, presented me with what he seemed to have was a spattering of music. And I said, well, I can't find the song here, but I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll rewrite the song as an original, and I'll use the title. And so hence, we turned out to be the only original album, the only original song on the release of the album, Reagan Songs Inspired by the Film. And it comes out this week. The album's been out for about 3 weeks.
All right. The messaging in this song, obviously, or at least the title, as you point out, is not unfamiliar territory to a lot of people, even though we think we're living in kind of these dire times where it would be nice to start over again. There was some of that going on back even in the 1980s.
Well, Ronald Reagan's dream was, of course, to unify the country. And as you know, when he became president, he swept the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Not unfamiliar with Donald Trump, who also wants to inspire and have America first. Everybody scoffs at MAGA, and there's nothing wrong with making America great again. And if we can make America great again, like World War II, when our soldiers all came home victorious from the war, and America had a bright new life, That's what Ronald Reagan preached when he said, the beacon of hope. That's what America is. And through existing conditions over the past 40, 50, 60 years, where immigration has changed and trying to change our nation, Donald Trump once again steps up and says, let's change our immigration laws. Let's make sure we become those who want to come here illegally. We have to get rid of those who come here legally, want to be Americans. We want them here. And so that may be altruistic, but at the same time, that's the America I know. And that's the America I wrote about in my song.
Indeed. I know that just recently the NFL named their halftime entertainment. It's getting mixed reviews depending on who you are. Speaker Johnson apparently said he'd rather have you at the Super Bowl than Bad Bunny. Would you ever consider an invite to a venue like that if you were offered one?
Well, of course I would. As a matter of fact, I will give you a little insight. I've been invited to sing for the Dallas Cowboys November 3rd in Dallas at the stadium. And I will do that, Monday Night Football.
Terrific.
I'm a big fan of NFL, and I've sang for the NFL for 30 years. There's nothing, you know, I appreciate them inviting any superstar to sing for the Super Bowl. I hope it goes well. I'll look forward to singing the halftime.
Indeed. All right. Lee, is there anything else in the works now? I mean, you kind of just keep coming back around and surprising us all. Start the World Over Again is going to be something that I'm sure will get a lot of traction here as time goes on and more people listen to it. Anything else in the coming months that we can look forward to?
Well, in conjunction with the Charlie Kirk assassination, people have begun to turn more to faith. I am a conservative Christian. I don't know if you know it or not, but we have a Bible called God Bless USA Bible. It's available on GodBlessUSABible.com. It's a thing that I think if people want to have more faith, they should get one of these.
All right. Lee Greenwood, we wish you continued success. We wish that people will take the message of Start the World Over Again and ultimately God bless the USA and continue to apply it to our great country. Thanks for being such an inspiration.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
All right, you too.